The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're just looking at leaked nudes, and Craig's got a quandary about whether to mention leaked nudes because we shouldn't be looking at them because they weren't consensually leaked nudes. Yeah. I think Puss looked pretty good in that video, actually. Yeah.
Thanks.
The leak was completely accidental.
Yeah.
I doubt the validity of some of those.
Not all of them. They're pretty real. And by the way, celebrities have sex too, and they tape themselves and they get out there, you know?
And people steal that from them.
They steal from the cloud. That was what Craig was looking at. And we had to investigate just for purposes of the show. And yeah, I was disgusted by all of them.
Absolutely.
Right. Especially Kaley Cuoco.
Right, it's gross.
But you got to figure most of those are fake.
No, I don't. You can tell the ones that are real.
Was on this date in 1994, Kurt Cobain overdosed on alcohol and drugs while in Rome, rushed to the hospital.
What happened later that year?
He was able to leave the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, later in 94. Did he kill himself in 94?
I think so.
And begot the Foo Fighters.
It was shortly after that thing in Rome, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. It was in the spring he died, I believe, right?
And it was on this date in 1789, the Constitution of the United States went into effect.
Read it.
You know, Constitution-loving...
we are the same country we were then. Remember that. We're the same country. Muskets are the same as machine guns. Remember that, Craig.
Okay.
That's amendments. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah. The militias I've seen are well regulated.
You mean like the ones that attacked their own government? Yeah.
They seem very well regulated.
Right. Yeah, it was only about a month after Cobain guy. It's April 5th of 94.
I was going to say, it was spring of 94.
Very quickly after that incident.
You always live in people like, what would the founding fathers say? Like, I don't know, they'd probably ask what a car is or a TV.
That's exactly what they would say. It's a Christian country. No, we actually escaped religious persecution.
I think the founding fathers would say, where all the slaves go?
Right.
Right.
You guys are paying people to do work?
Yeah.
That's not what this country was based on.
Good point, Todd.
Our country was founded on free labor.
Right. You're a commie.
Paying people. The hell's this country come to?
Right.
Yeah, they'd be pissed.
Yep.
You mean you gotta pay to have your cotton field harvested?
Right. They'd hide behind. It would. First of all, they'd see a plane and freak out and start screaming. So they'd be worthless. The founding fathers would be worthless today.
Oh yeah.
What?
He'd be completely skittish. You'd be sanding their teeth.
Yeah.
Well, it's at that point you introduce them to legalized marijuana.
There you go.
Calm them down a little bit.
South Carolina pushing to add the firing squad as a method of execution.
Yeah, let's go backwards. Joe, they get a last cigarette, too, and they blindfold them the whole bit.
Sounds all right.
Great.
State Senate voted to approve, including it with the electric chair as alternatives to lethal injection. The bill makes it so that if injection drugs are unable to be obtained for the execution,
we can shoot them.
Call Nebraska.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised our governor hasn't.
The bill actually makes it so that if injection drugs are unable to be obtained for the execution, the death penalty would have to move forward by firing squad or electrocution. We're going to kill you.
Man,
But they have not been able to get the injection drugs in about 5 years.
That's just horrible.
Again, not getting it from Nebraska.
Right.
The state newspaper said the House is looking at a similar bill, but it does not include the firing squad.
Yeah.
So some guy on death row is going to whip out his medical exemption card. You can't put a needle in me.
No, it's because a lot of these companies don't want to be involved in killing people. So they don't give them the drugs.
Since that's not the Hippocratic Oath.
Right.
Oh. But there's guys with rifles who'd be happy to blow your head off.
Yeah, I don't think the bullet manufacturers don't have that concern.
But you're right. We're going to kill you. That's all they're saying.
Yeah, we're going to kill you.
Jesus.
Does Utah still have that on the books?
I think so.
There's a number of states where you can still.
Only a couple.
Virginia
just got rid of the death penalty.
That's
the first southern state to do that.
Utah, it was grandfathered in. For people who were convicted before a particular year, they could choose firing squad as a method of execution.
Yeah,
I think all of those people are dead now. Maybe there's one left.
The guy on death row actually got to choose, right?
Yes.
They didn't say, we're going to shoot you.
Right.
They said, here.
Well, Gary Gilmore died that
Here's
way.
Your death menu.
Yeah.
How do you want to go?
Yeah, this says Utah in 04 banned it, but it was not retroactive. Three guys left still have firing squad set as their method.
And they're still alive?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, so they were on death row before 04, so they're going to go ahead and, they're grandfathered in.
Did you give your refrigerator a cigarette, Todd, before you shut that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the final meal.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
is there anything you would like to say?
It was an accident. It was not scheduled for execution.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. It was not.
And it didn't die.
It wasn't scheduled. It didn't die.
No.
It mocks you now.
Right. It just got grazed. Yeah. We laugh about it now.
That's some good weed. If you're laughing with your fridge, that's some good weed. You got to bring some in, man.
Like you've never done that.
We laugh.
I'm pretty sure I've laughed along with every appliance in the kitchen and the garage. Sure, we've all shared a chuckle.
That's baked.
Yeah.
Does anybody still do hanging?
There's still a lot there, I believe. A couple states probably still have it on the. I don't know.
Not aware of that.
I don't know. Yeah, that's cruel.
Right. Well, I just thought it was funny, like the dudes who gained a bunch of weight so they couldn't be hung.
Yeah, that was funny. I'm glad I'm not involved in the. I understand the lust for vengeance. I totally would get that if a family member dies. I get that, but I also look outside looking in. State sponsored execution just seems so wrong.
It's archaic.
Yeah, it's just archaic. And once again, I'm not going to argue with people. If you lost somebody, that's your vengeance. I'm not going to tell you to take it away from you, but I think that it just seems wrong. I think we're the only Western country that does it. Yeah. It's a Western civilized country that does executions. America.
Breaking back to firing squad.
I know.
Hey, it's 2021.
That's crazy.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A Japanese billionaire plans to take 8 people with him on a trip around the moon. Guy's going to pick 8 members of the public to ride with him on the mission he's calling Dear Moon.
Don't you want guys that can handle it?
They expect to do this in 2023. Yeah. He says he's going to pay for the entire journey, so the trip around the moon will be a free ride for 8 people.
How much for a trip around Uranus, Craig? I got 8 dudes who'll come with me.
Say no more.
Okay.
Well, it sucked to be this guy's friend.
What?
It sucked to be that guy's friend.
And not get to go?
Right. You want to go around the moon? He's like, nah, I'm just taking strangers.
Right.
Yeah, well, maybe he doesn't have any.
Or maybe the spaceship holds, 16, and he's only, putting 8 to the public. The other 8 are his boys.
I don't know. I don't have that wanderlust to hop in a... If they perfect that shooting a rocket around the moon, maybe I'll think about it.
I don't know. You drove an RV to Arizona. That's a gateway, man.
I guarantee you that was more dangerous.
That's a gateway.
I guarantee you that was more dangerous than this guy going to the moon.
The next step is hopping in a spaceship.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says he does not remember the Lombardi Trophy toss during their championship parade last month.
Was that tequila? Is that what he was drinking that day?
Yeah, he said avocado tequila.
So he was that drunk he didn't remember doing that? What a lightweight.
Even Brady can make tequila sound pretentious.
What a lightweight. Yeah, exactly. What a lightweight.
Brady's an asshole. Yeah,
we don't know how much he had.
Oh, come on. You take the...
I could easily drink too
but
much.
But I'm guessing he normally doesn't drink.
Right.
So.
That makes it lightweight, right? It
didn't take much.
Right.
He said that...
So he did, I did what? I love that bit, though. I did what? I threw the trophy to another boat?
If he was that drunk, he's lucky he got it to the boat.
I know.
As he is, the greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah. He showed it, too.
He's good at throwing stuff.
Super Bowl.
On the other hand...
Said there was not a lot of foresight in that decision.
Gronk clearly remembers using the Lombardi Trophy as a bat when he went to the cages.
Right.
Now, Tom also mentioned what his wife said to him after the game. Did you see this bit?
Listen to her.
Got the audio?
Yep.
Let me hear it.
All of a sudden, the game ends, and you realize, okay, the season's over. We won the Super Bowl. They're dropping confetti. And then all of a sudden, I saw my wife, and I gave her a big hug. And just as I did it, she says, what more do you have to prove? I just gave her a big hug. I was trying to figure out a way to change the subject really quick. So I was.
Who are the idiots?
I think I moved on to something else pretty quickly.
Who are the idiots laughing?
That sounds like a can.
It may be on James Corden.
Oh, I got it. Okay. I got it. Okay.
I thought it was.
May have been.
Sports writers who have to laugh at everything someone who's up on the podium says.
Now, I'm glad he's not in the AFC, but I'm with you guys. I wish he would quit. Because I rooted for him this past week only because of the Chiefs. And if it wasn't that, I'd have been rooting against him. Unless they were playing the Ravens, I guess. But, and that was just a mess with Chief fans. I found myself, it was dirty rooting for Brady.
It is dirty.
And, but next year, if he makes it there again, I can't. He's got to lose.
I don't even want to think about it.
I know you're
doing. I would like to see him go and lose.
No, because he'll go and win.
He'll win.
That's right. He'll go and win. Right.
Yeah, we tried that this year, and some team didn't hold up their end of the bargain.
And if he won, he wouldn't quit again. Unless he gets injured, he wouldn't quit again because he's healthy.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but you almost have to root for injury.
Yeah.
Because we've tried.
He's not
to,
quitting.
We tried to assume that he'll just leave gracefully, but apparently that's not going to happen.
He's just going to kick everybody's ass on the way out.
Now, I'm with Todd about this. Nobody should make a guy leave because he's older, because he's obviously in great shape. But I do think his wife was right. I mean, you left your old coach to prove something. You proved it your first year. Just go out on top.
Well, now I think he wants to prove that he can get two.
Yeah, but he did it by not being with the Patriots. So he proved it. She's right.
He has more Super Bowl wins than any franchise.
Right.
Okay, you're done. Nobody's going to get that record.
Yeah, but at a job like that, there's nothing that once he's done with football, there's nothing that's going to replicate.
That's why
performing like that in front of a crowd. They played
no
the empty stadiums.
You're right. He's going to do a tour.
But still, if you could script your exit, wouldn't you want to do it like Elway did? That's about perfect.
Yeah.
Oh no, that now is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Ray Lewis. Right. He did that.
And won a Super Bowl. Step down.
And he scripted it even better than Elway did because he went. He had to prove that the coach wasn't the deal. He was the deal. And the coach is a good coach.
Yeah.
And he did it his own way.
And by the way, when they flash up that graphic, that he's got 7 and the Steelers and Patriots both have 6, I'm discounting the Patriots on that list.
Yeah, because.
Because that's, no, they're Tom Brady's.
They're Tom Brady's, right.
Brady has 6 and then one more. The Patriots have 9.
Yeah, I've always said that. My boys have it with 2 different quarterbacks, 2 different eras. Not that it makes them better than the Patriots, but the Patriots did it with 1 quarterback.
Yes, it does.
Well, it does.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a Thank crazy you. Amount of rings.
Your team, same way. You got 5 with 2 different, a bunch of different 4. Eras, right?
4.
4 with different eras, right?
Yeah, 3 different quarterbacks.
Right.
But you're right. When it comes to Brady, there's nowhere he can go but down.
None.
Every year he's got to win the Super Bowl.
Now he does.
Every year.
Now he does, for sure.
And a lot of times he does.
Yeah.
God.
That's on you, Nick. Your team didn't show up, you dumbass.
No.
And hell, the Rodgers didn't run the ball when he shoot up right there. Sorry, Puss.
Yeah, stupid. And they went for the field goal. Field goal on fourth down.
And the coach,
Jesus.
And that was the coach's fault, the field goal.
I thought that was an excellent decision.
At the time, I did, too.
I hope he continues to make decisions like that.
They didn't run into the buzzsaw that was the Cleveland Browns.
Shut up.
Ooh, good job, Nick.
Man. Do you want to be back in the studio? Making some good points over here, and you come with that crap. You bring that crap. I think you're right. I think the main reason he was going to come back is there's crowds. And
maybe.
Right. And listen, who doesn't want to play in front of people? I mean, because playing in front of nobody did suck for everybody, I'm sure.
But again, the GM of Tampa has already said that they've talked about it giving him an extension.
Like, I know.
Next year might not be his last year. Please, go away.
Man.
And I just got a text.
And Nick, and there's a shot, Nick, with your team, it could be a Chief Patriot Super Bowl again. And excuse me,
Bucks.
And there's a shot the Chiefs could lose two in
a row.
Win
again.
To Brady. I know. There's a lot has to happen. But both those teams are going to be favored to do a lot again next year.
Well, I think the next one would be different because Brady would get his due. Going into this, people were acting like the Bucks didn't even have a chance.
That's true.
Like they went in with a big, something to prove.
Yeah. I think the only thing going for us is it looks like the Bucks have like 25 guys that are all free agents, and there's no way they can re-sign all of them.
Yeah, a lot of
them. Hopefully they'll have some. They'll have a bit of loss of their key guys.
A lot of those guys want to stay because they want to repeat. You know, there'll be enough guys.
Hey, look, I'm trying to dream here. Stop.
At least he's in the NFC.
Stomping on my dreams of Brady losing.
Now he's haunting you guys in the NFC. You can have him.
Shaquille O'Neal was a winner in his AEW pro wrestling debut.
Well, they're not going to script him losing. He's Shaquille O'Neal.
That would be messed up.
Yeah. What is AEW?
It's another one of the wrestling things.
Yeah. Okay, good. Actually, it's all I really care about.
Right.
You don't even have to give me the real answer or anything about that.
Well,
I don't care.
That's as real of an answer as I can give you.
I know.
It's another one of the wrestling things. It's not WWE.
Right.
Yeah. But if they get Shaq in, that lends it a little credibility.
Yeah.
He dominated Cody Rhodes for the first half of last night's match, but Rhodes sent them both out of the ring with a running crossbody. Shaq's partner, Jad Cargill, won the mixed tag match. But the NBA Hall of Famer was still knocked out from getting blown out of the ring as an AEW doctor checked on him.
I think it was fixed. I watched it. It was fixed.
I wonder what kind of cash they had to throw at him. Because
he's loaded. You
know, Shaq's got money.
Right.
Unless you just want to do this for fun.
Yeah, I bet it's a combination of both.
Yeah.
A decent payday and fun.
Fun, right.
That wrestling promotion has a heel. I don't remember what his name is, but this dude, he's funny. I saw a video of him.
They have a bad guy in that one.
On
obviously.
Twitter. Yeah, he's just an ass.
Yeah.
Just a complete dick to kids, adults, to everybody. Like, baby people. On Twitter, he's like, your baby's ugly. It's beautiful. See, there was somewhere he was, like, the fans could meet him, and some dude only had enough money. If the picture was $20, the guy only had, like, $10.
Right.
So he let the dude take a picture of half of his face.
What's his name?
It's like MJW or something. It's like it's an initial MJF maybe.
Is AEW, they got a TV deal? They must have a TV deal somewhere. Okay. Well, you know, our listeners, somebody probably watched that match because, you know, we have a lot of people like that wrestling stuff.
I should know his name. I follow him on Twitter, but yeah, he's funny.
Maxwell Jacob Friedman?
Yeah.
MJF, American pro wrestler, yeah.
Huge dick. He's just so mean to everybody.
You mean personality-wise, right?
Yes, yes. Right. I don't know about the other. Right?
The way you said it was way too descriptive.
Sounded like your dad there.
Right, real huge. Big.
Real big.
Johnson & Johnson, now a vaccine manufacturer, has released a chart.
Oh, my buddy texted me this last night. Go ahead, do the story.
That indicates that 52 million U.S. residents have been vaccinated, and infection rates are down in several areas. Now, when you connect the dots on this chart, the high and low points resemble, shall we say, tumescence.
It's a penis. It's a penis. I'll share it.
According to Harvard epidemiologist Julia Marcus, J&J vaccine is rising to the occasion.
Yeah, it's starting to go up.
So instead like of a bell curve, it's a penis curve.
Right.
Yeah, so tumescent.
Yeah, it's real excited about the vaccine.
It is.
Yep, it's a dink pic, right. Yep.
Most definitely, it is.
We'll call it dink graph.
So we'll put that. So we'll put that graph up.
I'm doing it now.
So
on
you
Twitter,
can see that.
I thought it was a joke when I saw it at first.
Yep. Did you think the other guy was a joke when you saw that one first? Huge! Huge! I wish I stuck to the tape, but I think out of context, it might be pretty good.
Yeah.
That could be problematic.
Yeah. Huge!
You need to be talking about somebody's personality.
And I know me, I'd hit it.
Yeah.
What do you think of this, Nick?
Huge! Yeah.
You hit it, you'd like it.
It'd combo well with another one of his drops.
Yes, it would. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can download that. Patronize the advertiser when you hear them on our shows, you know, or the podcast or the stream or the radio stations.
Dr. Mina was here today.
Oh, that's right.
Told us doctor and stuff.
Yeah.
I believe we're going to catch up with our buddy Dave Landau tomorrow.
Dave Landau. Nice.
Yep.
The bone.
That's Funny
tonight?
Bone this weekend.
Start tonight?
No, I believe tomorrow.
Okay. Love Dave. He'll be calling tomorrow, and we'll see you tomorrow. Wear a mask. Huge!
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.